The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, here we discuss various challenges that the youth face as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we also have a challenge that we're going to discuss. But before we get into that, let's first listen to some benefit we receive by reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Now our topic of discussion for today is the quest for happiness. Yes, the quest for happiness. Everyone is seeking happiness. Everyone wants happiness. Everyone desires happiness. So today we're going to discuss that quest for happiness. How do people try to achieve happiness? How do they try to attain happiness? And where does happiness really lie? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. But before we get into our topic of discussion, before we get further into the details of this discussion, let us first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after the kalam, we'll be back with further details on our topic, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.
Ya Rasulullah, يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا چاند کو توڑ دے جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے
رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ لیے لائے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کرے خدا,
وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کرے خدا, کہ وما رمیت کرے خدا, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں,
لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی,
لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی,
وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں, وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each time we listen to the blessed praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel the serenity, the peace descend upon our hearts. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. What beautiful happiness we feel, what beautiful serenity we feel, and how we desire even more the blessed company of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being in his blessed presence in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwarah. May Allah azza wa jal take us all to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah time and time again, along with our families and loved ones. Ameen bijahi qatamin nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now for today's topic of discussion, we are discussing the quest for happiness. Yes, indeed, everyone desires happiness. If we were to ask anyone, what is it that you want? What is it that you desire? Some people understand already where it's going, and so they might just say happiness. Other people would tell you, I desire this, I desire that, I want this, I want that. For example, someone may say, I want lots of money. And then you ask them, why do you want lots of money? And they'll say, so that I can purchase these things. Why do you want to purchase those things? Because I want to feel comfortable. Why do you want to feel comfortable? And the questions just go on and on and on. Why? Until we reach the final result and we realize they actually want to be happy. So eventually you come to it. People want to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy. So no matter what it is that you want, no matter what it is that you desire, whether it be wealth or it be power or it be fame or it be a comfortable home or it be comfortable vehicles, no matter what it be, the final result that you want is that you want to be happy. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's good. It's a good thing that you do have a desire, that you do have a goal, that you want to be happy. But what is happiness? Some people just think that happiness is some state that we would go into that is a state of excitement. No, but excitement is something that we just feel temporarily. Happiness is something you want to feel permanently. But happiness is a state. It's something you want to feel permanently. It's not something you just want to feel temporarily. But emotions are such, sometimes we get emotions a little bit mixed up with that. Emotions are temporary. For example, someone feels sadness. You don't feel sadness all your life. Someone feels depression, you don't feel it all your life, you feel it for a certain period of time. Someone feels excited, it's for a certain period of time. People jump for joy, you can't jump for joy all your life. And so it's for a limited set period of time. Islamically, we know that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, happiness is sa'ada, happiness is good fortune, happiness is something that a human being is going to taste in the akhirah if he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, that is permanent happiness. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses certain people with Jannah in which there is no sadness. Whilst we were in the dunya, we would feel sadness from time to time. Whilst we're in the dunya, we'll feel difficulty from time to time. But in Jannah, is that there? No, it's not there. Sadness is not there. Difficulty is not there. Even death is not there. Meaning we're not going to die in Jannah. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So we should aim for that. Jannah is where the human being experiences happiness, where he or she experiences the blessing of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being bestowed upon him or her. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Now, what does that leave us with here in dunya? Because this is not the abode of happiness. Yes, the dunya is the abode of tests. It's the abode of trials. This is the place where we're going to go through tests. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through challenges here within the dunya. And so what is this dunya? Simply, this world is a place for us to strive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are going to attain and taste happiness. Then we're going to attain that permanent happiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for the believers. And how is it that you are going to find that happiness? It's only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's through the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even just that sense of serenity that you might start or begin to taste within the dunya, where does that lie? It lies in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Holy Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Pay heed only through the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal to the hearts attain contentment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And that is where the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels tranquility, in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if we are far from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where will we face or where will we feel that tranquility? We will only feel the difficulties of life, because that is what life is. Life is just full of difficulties and trials and tribulation. Whilst the akhirah, where you are blessed with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the abode of happiness. Jannah is the abode of happiness. And our connection to Jannah, our connection to receiving the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, whilst we're in this world, is only with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst we find the entire dunya, we find the entire world in quest for this happiness. People live striving for it, and people die striving for it. People try to live for a few moments within their lives just to feel some sort of happiness or some sort of pleasure, some sort of a thrill, and they assume that to be happiness, but they realize that it's very short-lived. People tend to do these strange things within the world. Why? Because they feel within those few moments they might experience happiness. But then when they do experience those moments, sometimes they don't find that happiness there. And so they go on again trying to experience the same thing. There's so many challenging things, strange things that people do. People go on bungee jumping because they're just living for those moments when they feel close to death. And you ask, what is it that you get from it? And I'm not just saying bungee jumping, but people are jumping from mountains. People are jumping from planes. People are standing upon the wings of aeroplanes. People are doing these dangerous tricks that endangers their life. People are going to climb high mountains. For what? What are we getting out of it? There are people that want to climb Mount Everest and Mount Kilimanjaro. For what reasons? How far are we going to go up? In fact, by the time people get to certain heights, by then you can't manage to breathe very well. By then you might need some oxygen mask or oxygen tank in order to be able to breathe at those heights. That's the first sign. We should know that that's not the place we're supposed to be. Our place is down here on earth. This is where we are comfortable. This is where we can live comfortably. This is where we can live normally. But just to experience those moments when one feels close to death, where people think that that is where I'm seeing life, that is where I'm seeing the joy of life, that is where I'm seeing true happiness. But after those moments, we are left back in the same situation that we are in, or that we were in. So this dunya is not for that. This world has one purpose. We have one purpose, and that is that we need to live within this world to please our Creator. We need to live within this world to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world is a place of striving. Not a place in which we're going to experience joy throughout. Yes, there are a few joyous moments, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that we all do experience in life. And that joy being extended through many moments in life, that's only going to come when we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we make our Rabb Azza wa Jal's pleasure be the central point of our lives, when we are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for every favor that He's given us, when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He's given us, when we wake up in the morning and we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for another opportunity for us to be able to strive towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we go back to bed at night, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for the day that He Azza wa Jal has given us, for us to strive towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us long life so that we may continuously strive for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst we know that this world is temporary. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us regarding death for the believer, that indeed death is the gift for the believer. Why? Because the believer knows that this world is not the abode of happiness. This world is not the abode of permanent joy. The joys that we experience are temporary joys. Whatever we have here is all temporary. If we have any goods, it's going to leave us. Even our lives, our very lives are going to leave us. Our family members are going to leave us. Everyone's going to leave us and everything's going to leave us. It's just a temporary abode. The purpose here is for us to strive for the permanent abode. Our purpose here is not to grab everything and think that our happiness is attached to all of these things. Our purpose here is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we came here. We haven't come here for anything else. Everything else on this dunya is just there to serve us whilst we get to serve our Creator. Everything is there to help us to live within the dunya whilst we are living for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst we are striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we enter the akhirah, then we want that we enter the akhirah, that we leave the dunya and enter the akhirah in such a state that our Rabb Azza wa Jal is pleased with the lives that we have lived within the dunya. And that we enter the akhirah in the state of Allah Azza wa Jal being pleased with us. Then, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, for those whom Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with, even on that difficult day of Yawmul Qiyamah, many would be blessed with the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that difficult day of Yawmul Qiyamah, when people are very thirsty, many would be blessed with drinks from Hawd al-Kawthar. On that difficult day when people will fear going to Jahannam, many will be blessed with Jannah. In Jannah, people will be blessed with the highest stations of Jannah. There are those that would be blessed with the company of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. And in Jannah, the ni'mas just continue, the bounties just continue, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the jannatis, the dwellers of paradise feel, that just continues. Whatever it is that you want to eat, you will be blessed with, you will be able to eat that. Whatever it is that you want to drink, you will be blessed with, you will be able to drink that. Every morsel will have so many different flavors within it. Wherever it is that you want to go, you will be blessed to be able to go there. There are the ni'mas and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The palaces that you want to live in, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you. And here in the dunya, in order to make a house with a few rooms, we are striving our entire lives. And we think that when the house is built, we will attain happiness. But when the house is built and we sit within that home, we sit within that house, then we think about what is next. What else do I need to do? Okay, I must furnish the house, then I will attain happiness. And so you furnish the house and then you think, but I still don't feel fulfillment. I still need to do something else. Okay, I need to buy a vehicle. And then when we buy the vehicle, then again, we thought we'll attain happiness. But again, we think, what is next for me to do? And then you have a breakdown. I need to fix that. Then I'll attain happiness. And then we fix that. And then we think, I don't feel the fulfillment. What is next for me to do? And then you assume, I need to purchase this. And I need to purchase that. And I need to be married. And I need to have children. And I need to do this. And I need to do that. But by the end, we sit or we lay upon our deathbeds and think that we strived our entire life for happiness whilst this world wasn't the place for it. The Akhirah is the place for happiness. And so we have to work hard within the dunya. And so we have to strive hard throughout our lives. It's a short while. After a little while, we leave the world. And then we enter the afterlife. And when we enter the afterlife is a life that doesn't end. When we strive for happiness, strive for such happiness that does not end. Don't strive for temporary joys. And inshallah azza wa jal, if you are blessed that you strive within this world and you attain that, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will enjoy ni'mas forever and ever. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the tawfiq to live such lives that please Him, and may we be blessed to wake up on the Day of Judgment in the state that our Rabb is pleased with us. He blesses us with Jannah. And in Jannah, we may truly taste the happiness that we sought through our lives. Ameen bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.